We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Shapes to the Rescue. If you enjoy this silly shape story, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the ship-shaped show you can take on the go. Listen along in your poly wagon, while you're snacking on shape grapes, or even while you're dancing at a shape shindig. I'm your host, Angie. Today, we will revisit our friends in Shape Valley. Triangle and Circle are now the best of buddies. They decide to go out in the forest and pick some shape grapes together. All is going well until the teeny triangle gets stuck in a tree. Who will save the day and rescue the tiny triangle? Let's find out and begin our shapely story now. Shapes to the Rescue. Circle and Triangle are now great shape friends. They love going on silly shape adventures together.
What do you want to do today, Circle friend?
I don't know, Triangle pal, but I'm feeling awfully hungry.
What do you say we go to the orchards and pick ourselves some shape grapes? Then we can have a shape grape picnic together.
Yeah, that sounds like a ship shape idea.
The two friends skip their way out to the orchards.
Huh, the shape grapes are so high up in the tree, but I'm too short to reach them.
Here, little buddy, let me give you a lift.
The tiny triangle hopped onto the circle's back.
Woohoo, I can reach now. Here you go, friend, have some shape grapes.
Gulp, yummy!
The two friends gathered more and more shape grapes from the tree for their picnic. They had almost filled up their basket to the brim when the tiny triangle spotted a great big grape way up on a high branch.
Wow, that's the biggest shape grape I've ever seen. Look, Circle.
Golly, that looks awfully tasty. Let's pick it for our picnic.
The triangle reached as high as it could.
Ugh, I can't quite reach it.
Hey, I have an idea. Hold on tight, triangle.
The big bouncy circle started jumping into the air. He bounced higher and higher and gave the command.
Now let go, triangle.
Ha ha, okay.
The big circle launched the tiny triangle into the air. It landed on the tall branch of the tree, right next to the perfect shape grape.
Wahoo, I've got it!
Ha ha ha, yippee!
But oh no, how will I get back down now?
gee, I don't know. Can you climb down to the next branch?
No, it's too far. What am I going to do, Circle?
The Circle thought for a moment.
Try hopping down and I'll catch you.
Oh, I can't do that. What if I pop you again with my triangle point?
Ooh, you're right. Just stay put, Triangle. I got another idea to save you. But first, I need to go get help.
Okay, but hurry before it gets dark out.
The Circle bounced its way back to Shape Valley and called to the other shapes.
Help! The tiny triangle is stuck way up in a tree and can't climb down.
Oh no!
Cried the other shapes.
Have no fear, everyone. I think I have an idea on how we can save our friend. But we all need to work together. Follow me.
The Circle led the other shapes over to the triangle in the tree.
Hooray, you're back.
That's right, little buddy. We're here to rescue you.
The Circle looked around at all of the other shapes on the ground.
Now I need everyone to line up in a row from biggest shape to smallest shape.
The shapes quickly got in line.
Now what?
Asked the octagon.
Now we make a big shape tower. Hop on my back, octagon.
The octagon hopped onto the circle's back, followed by the square, then the trapezoid. The shape tower was getting higher and higher. Finally, it reached all the way up to the triangle in the tree.
Good job, everyone. Now hold on tight.
The circle turned slightly to the side, tipping the shape tower.
Here, triangle, climb aboard.
The triangle jumped off the tree branch and onto the tower. Then it slowly climbed down each shape until it was back onto the ground. One by one, the other shapes followed behind. They slowly climbed back down, making the tower shorter and shorter until everyone was back on the ground safe and sound.
We did it!
Hooray!
Thanks, everyone, for saving me.
That's what shape friends are for.
Speaking of shape friends, I have a little something for my good pal, Circle.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
The triangle handed the circle the great big shape grape from the tree.
Wow, thanks, little buddy.
Say, why don't we celebrate this victory with a good old-fashioned shape shindig?
Woohoo!
The shapes cheered and made their way onto the dance floor.
Circle and triangle, we're playing with glee. Circle bounce, triangle up in a tree. Triangle was stuck and didn't know what to do. That's when the help from the shapes came through. They built a shape tower and saved the day. So let's all boogie and shout hooray. Hip hip hooray, we saved the day. Let's all boogie and shout hooray.
Hooray indeed. I don't know about you, but I always have so much fun spending time with the shapes in Shape Valley.
Woohoo!
Speaking of fun, let's keep the party going, because we hit the jackpot with a huge batch of animail submitted by real-life listeners just like you.
Animail!
Today's animail comes from our listeners, Ben, Davy, Evren, Katrina, Kennedy, and Taylan. Let's hear from our buddy Ben first.
Hi, I'm Toad the Frog. I like when Tildy the Tortoise flies around in the hot air balloon and when she wins the race.
Great job being a frog, Ben. That froggy impression really made me hoppy. Now, let's hear from Davy.
My name is Davy.
And
can you make an animal noise? Oh, good job. Now, in that voice, say your favorite story, spectacular story. My favorite.
My favorite story of stories, spectacular, is Flying Adventures of Jessica Lizard.
Love Lizzie Lizard. We love you, Angie. Bye.
Wow, Davey, your dinosaur voice was dynamite. Let's check in with our listener, Evren.
Hi, Tweet. My name is Evren the Bird, Tweet. And my favorite and this episode of the podcast is Digger the Dog. When he was feeling ill. Bye-bye, Tweet. Hi. Bye-bye. Tweet. Tweet, tweet.
That bird voice was so tweet. Birdie thinks you're a real chirp off the old block. Next, we have Katrina.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
I really like Cinderella Mozzarella.
Aw, I love this mail, Katrina. I think it was squeak-tacular. Now we will hear from Kennedy.
My name is Kennedy. I'm a pig. And my favorite episode is Tickle Feels Ill.
Yay, you are really getting piggy with that animal, Kennedy. Last but not least, we have Taylan.
My name is Buzz, and I am a bee. I like to be. I'll be. And my favorite story is A Home for Gingerbread Man. Buzz, 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 buzz.
That bee animal was just beautiful.
Buzz, buzz.
Weren't those animal submissions just spectacular? You can send in some spectacular animal of your own. Ask a grown-up to record your voice and send it in to angela@storyspectacular.com. Looking forward to listening to more animal from our real-life listeners again soon.
Animal!
What a ship-shape episode. We had quite the adventure with the circle and triangle today in Shape Valley. Triangle was stuck in a tree and needed the circle and the other shapes to work together as a team to save the day.
Woohoo!
Then we heard some spectacular animal from listeners just like you who live all around the world. I just love when things come around full circle.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. You can purchase my original children's books and shop for spectacular swag like stickers, t-shirts, and tote bags at storyspectacular.com/shop. If you want to stay up to date with all things spectacular, then sign up for the Story Squad. It's free to join and you get access to song downloads, printable activity pages, and even a free ebook of Digger's daily routine. Just go to storyspectacular.com and enter your email at the bottom of the homepage. A big thanks again to Ben, Davey, Evren, Katrina, Kennedy, and Taylan for sharing your voices and tuning into the show. Listeners like you are what make this podcast so spectacular.
Woohoo!
Thanks for listening.